Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael. Radio St. Pete is airing a series of segments on summer programs available this year for city kids while they're out of school. Today, we welcome Mike Jeffries to the studio. Mike is the Community Enrichment Administrator for the city. He oversees three departments: golf courses, library systems, and parks and recreation. He is certified by the National Recreation and Parks Association as a Certified Parks and Recreation Executive and a graduate of the National Recreation and Parks Association Director School of North Carolina State University. He has been with the city since 1994, and he is a member of a variety of professional organizations and advisory boards. He also serves as a visitor and evidence reviewer for the Commission for Accreditation of Parks and Recreation. Mike, welcome to Radio St. Pete.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I'm excited.
So you're a busy guy, so thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely.
The city has many programs that are ongoing throughout the year, but when the summer comes, there's more robust programming for our city kids to keep them busy all summer long, right? So what are some of the things that kids can expect to experience at the summer camps? Like, what are the hours? What are the activities? What can parents expect?
Absolutely. Great question. So I would welcome all of our listeners to check out our website. It has every one of the details that we're going to talk about today. So that is www.stpeteparksrec.org. And we offer something for everyone, for all ages and for all activity levels. It's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on. We like to meet our participants where they're at. And we have everything from licensed childcare model full day to specialty camps. We do specialty camps at Boyd Hill. We have aquatic specialty camps, arts camps, and then we have mini TASCO activities, which we'll talk about as we move forward.
So what hours are the camps open?
So it varies. Each one of the rec centers, they are open from 7 till 6 o'clock in the evening, and that would be our licensed child care model. But then we also do half-day camps at Boyd Hill, North Shore Pool. We have camps as well. Again, if a parent is interested in signing their child up, I would strongly suggest they either check with the local facility that they're interested in joining or take a look at our website.
So what can you tell us about what goes on at Boyd Hill? My grandson usually goes at least once during the summer, and I know he's registered for a week this coming summer. So what goes on there?
Oh, Boyd Hill is fantastic. So I'm not allowed to have favorites, obviously, but Boyd Hill might be one of my favorite locations. To think that we have 400 acres of preserved land in the middle of a built-out city is absolutely fantastic. Not to go down a rabbit hole, but one of my favorite experiences is to take visitors to the island out at Boyd Hill, where you're actually standing in the middle of the preserve, and you can overlook and see downtown St. Pete. It's really just, it's mind-boggling to think that we have such a gem right in our backyard. At Boyd Hill, we really, we offer whole-day camps. We offer half-day camps. The camps at Boyd Hill are really focused on environmental science. They're focused on sort of the old school summers, if you will, where kids were allowed to get dirty and we were sent outside to play until the streetlights came back on. But out at Boyd Hill, we do all sorts of great activities. We do a lot of environmental scientific projects out there. We take measurements of temperature, and we check flora and fauna. We really use that opportunity to educate. And again, we do have something for all ages, depending on the age of the participant.
Well, personal reviews from an 8-year-old are that it's fabulous.
Fantastic.
You know,
fantastic.
He's definitely learned how to be a Florida kid at
fantastic.
Boyd Hill.
Right? I love it. We teach them skills that really aren't taught by technology these days. So we really kind of take the phones away and the iPads away, and we show children how to engage and how to socialize. It really is a fantastic program.
So what is Camp Redbird?
So Camp Redbird is another one of my favorites as well. So in St. Petersburg, we have therapeutic rec programs throughout our entire system, which is a decentralized model. But then we also have a centralized model out at Azalea Recreation Center, and that is Camp Redbird. Camp Redbird is a therapeutic recreation program where we offer care for all ages. And we take that opportunity to teach the individuals that are involved how to live, How to Survive. We go on field trips to the grocery store if they're older. We also work with them and any of their caregivers to provide that respite care that is so desperately needed. So again, it's an opportunity for our therapeutic recreation campers to connect, to socialize, create lifelong friendships, and to really, really kind of let their hair down and have fun.
So are there like some kind of guidelines for how people can get involved in this?
Absolutely. So we have CTRS, which is our Certified Therapeutic Rec Specialists that oversee Camp Redbird, and they are professionals in their craft, and they will basically do an evaluation of the participant, child, adult, and basically find the right spot for that participant. One of the things, Karen, that I think is most important about St. Pete Parks and Rec is that we really want to work with the participant, with their care provider, if that's a parent, if that's an adult, whoever it is. We really want what's best for the participant, and that's why we offer both the decentralized and centralized model.
So I see TASCO t-shirts sometimes on young people. What does TASCO mean?
TASCO is fantastic. So TASCO stands for Teen, Arts, Sports, and Cultural Opportunities. Got a real funny story for you. I think most of the listeners probably remember Carl Nurse, Councilmember Nurse.
Yes.
I was in a public meeting one day and over at City Hall, and he was wanting to impress upon me that St. Pete Parks and Rec should be more like TASCO. So I had to hit my button and respond to him as respectfully as I could that TASCO was a division of St. Pete Parks and Rec, and that they had done a really good job of branding themselves, and a lot of people didn't realize that they were really us. So
is it 12 to 18, 14 to 18? Like, what's the ages?
So it's middle school through high school. And again, very similar to Camp Redbird, every one of our recreation centers has a teen center. A teen supervisor who specializes in what we call center-based TASCO. So that really is the trusted adult that's going to help our middle schoolers navigate that thorny time frame in their lives where they're trying to figure out who they are and what path they're going to take. And sometimes a trusted adult is really exactly what they need. So we have that. We also meet them where they are. We have video games. We have laptops. Anything that is cool and hip. We also, this is one of my favorites, we do what we call disguised learning, where we actually trick them into learning. So if you're going to a middle school and then you go to the rec center closest to that middle school, chances are we've hired some of your teachers to work with you after school in our teen camp to help with that project they assigned or that homework that they assigned. So that's really the center-based. Center-based also really focuses on opportunities for our teens. We basically take our teens on field trips, educational field trips. Many times, Karen, we take them to their first visit to a college campus, which is wow. Fantastic, and we really open their eyes to what's available to them. We also have the other channel of TASCO, which is citywide TASCO, and that's really the organization that organizes the special events for all of the teens in the city. And you don't have to be in our program to participate in that. We have Mud Wars, which I'm sure many of the listeners are familiar with. We have SWAT Sandblast. We have big Valentine's Day dances. We also do the scary Halloween event out at Boyd Hill, and TASCO Citywide puts that on as well. So TASCO Citywide also is responsible for all of our youth sports activities. Again, we realized early on that every one of our teens in the city may not be interested in sports. So again, that's why TASCO stands for Teen, Arts, Sports, Cultural Opportunities. We really try to provide our teens with something that they can connect with.
So is that a separate program that runs during the summer as well? Like, is it expanded during the summer?
It is. It's expanded during the summer. We do field trips. Again, check the website. We have many field trips that are available and very cost, reasonably cost for any participant in Pinellas County. And we get hundreds and hundreds that will show up. So it's really a great opportunity for our teens to stay busy and to stay occupied.
So there are programs at the pools that I'm familiar with as well, because I have a young man who learned how to swim at Fossil Park.
Excellent.
So what can you tell us about the programs at the pools?
So a couple different things. We've got, we have a separate camp, which is an aquatics camp that really is for the The younger participant who is interested in being a lifeguard, being a water safety instructor, that sort of thing. And so we basically have a camp that's geared just towards water activities. Our goal is to really kind of fulfill that need that we have for lifeguards as they become the proper age. So we have that goes on at North Shore. At every one of our neighborhood pools, we have a summer swim team, which is just fantastic. And I have to tell you, all three of my daughters are swimmers. They swam all 4 years in high school, and they started out at a neighborhood pool. They started out at Shore Acres. There are a lot of teachers who are very engaged and excited about teaching the proper stroke and really kind of creating that lifelong interest for swimming. So that is available at every one of our pools as well. We also provide swim lessons, which candidly is one of the most important things that we do for this community. We provide swim lessons at every one of our pools. We also provide swim lessons, I do want to mention this, for adults as well. We call them swim lessons with dignity, where we provide a swim lesson at one of our off-peak times so that maybe someone isn't embarrassed to come to the pool and learn how to swim if that's a skill they haven't learned. We really, again, want everybody to be swimmers, and the pools are absolutely available for that. We do flick and floats as well, which are available in the evening throughout the summer. Our neighborhood associations work hand in hand with us on those programs. But again, just an opportunity for our participants to cool off, enjoy a good swim, some socialization, and to stay out of trouble.
And sometimes a good movie.
A good movie, right. Absolutely.
So there's food service over the summer, am I right?
Absolutely.
So what can we expect for that?
So we are part of a break spot model that is funded by the state. We provide free breakfast and lunch at every one of our facilities and at Dell Homes Park as well. The only criteria is that you are under the age of 18 and that you eat the food on property with us. One of the things I want to stress to all the listeners is that this program is not just for kids that are participating at that camp. It is available to anyone. And frequently we have preschools that walk over and enjoy our food. The only thing that we would ask is that you give us a heads up. We want to make sure that we can accommodate the numbers. It would be our goal to make sure that we feed every one of the participants that knocks on our door. But again, that is breakfast and lunch. And I have to give a shout out to Healthy St. Pete. Healthy St. Pete is under Parks and Rec as well. And they work very hard, have been working for months now, preparing for this summer, to make sure that the food that we provide is healthy, that it's nutritional, and that's something that is will provide nutrients for our participants all summer long.
So tell us one more time where people can find this information on the internet.
So our website is www.stpetparksrec.org.
All right. Thanks, Mike. You heard it. Radio St. Pete listeners, there's more programs during the summer to keep our kids busy and active and to teach them how to swim and make sure they eat properly. Mike, you really have a full program for kids during the summer, and we appreciate everything that you do for us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you this morning.
I've been speaking with Mike Jeffries. He is the Community Enrichment Administrator for the City of St. Petersburg. If you would like more information, visit their website at stpetparksrec.org. This is Karen Carmichael.